Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us is the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Gabe Kapler. Hi, Gabe.
Hello, Angelo. How are you?
I'm great, Gabe. Gabe, I heard your special request, and I would be happy to talk to you about the column I wrote in which I said the general manager of the Phillies, Matt Klentak, is incompetent.
Great. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to respond to that. I promise I'll answer all of your questions, and I know you've been talking nonstop about this article.
Yep.
I guess I want to start with the reason I come on your show every week, Angelo, is to answer your questions. I have a responsibility to you and to your listeners, right? You know that.
Yes.
And you know I believe that you and our fans are stakeholders. So it's my responsibility, as we've talked about, to come on and explain decisions, even when it's sometimes uncomfortable or when you and I disagree on a matter, Angelo. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. At the same time, I believe you have a responsibility to your listeners to provide them with the most accurate takes possible. And when I identify that you might not be, I feel it's my responsibility to bring that to you as well. I thought that your article was disrespectful to a man that gives everything he has to bring a World Series championship to Philly. So I work with Matt every day. I see firsthand how much this man cares. And much more importantly, your article, it just wasn't accurate. Had we made the playoffs this year, 2018, it would have been the fastest rebuild in modern baseball history. Now, if we make the playoffs next year, it will tie the Houston Astros for the fastest rebuild. So Matt took a team that had lost 277 games, Angelo, in the 3 years prior to him coming in, and he turned it into one of the youngest rosters in the league. We fielded the youngest everyday group for most of the 2018 season. Did our performance the last 45 games of the season suck, Angelo? Yes, absolutely. You're hearing me say it. It sucked. I would stick over it every single night, and I will be until opening day of 2019. But at the beginning of the season, Vegas odds had us at 75 or 76 wins. We beat that line, Angelo. We improved by 14 games over last season. Only three teams in baseball did more than that. We played meaningful games in September. We will be better in 19. Those are not the numbers of a man who is incompetent or who doesn't care about bringing a trophy back to Philadelphia. And I take issue with what you said. I'm a compassionate, competitive man. But generating anger for the sake of anger means up you end up just flat out wrong like you were in that piece. And that isn't what the Phillies need. You've been angry about the team year in and year out. And yet, still a team that got worse every single year since 2011. You were angry about it. Now it's getting better. But you're still doing the same thing, Angelo. So you had talked about the definition of identity. I'd take a minute to look in the mirror about that.
Okay. Can I respond now?
Absolutely.
All right. First of all, if you would like to cite history, I'll cite some also. No team in the history of baseball was ever 15 games over 500 with 113 games to go and finished under 500. When I speak, Gabe, and you, all you just illustrated right there is that you join Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak in being completely out of contact with the fans in this city. When I write a column, it represents not just how I feel, but the hundreds of phone calls I take every week and have been doing for 29 years in this city, right? Some of you guys were nowhere near this city when I was talking to these fans. These fans are completely detached from your organization right now. They proved it during a pennant race when they didn't turn out to support the team. Basically, Matt Klentak, in 3 years that he's been here, has put two people on the roster that are true building blocks, and those are Reese Hoskins and Aaron Nola. And all the rest of them are interchangeable parts. You've got Reese Hoskins playing in left field when he has a terrible WAR, should be at first base. You're putting a guy who was originally a catcher as your third baseman, showing a complete contempt for defense. When I write what I write, Gabe, it's represented by hundreds of people who are thinking the way I am. So your perception may be real positive about the team, but that doesn't mean it's reality. It's only your perception.
I don't think that my perception right there was planted positively at all. I said, did our performance the last 45 games of the season suck? The collapse that you mentioned, I absolutely acknowledged it. You don't acknowledge my acknowledgement of it. And I'll take it a step further. Nothing has changed. If you go back to your radio shows over the course of the last every season that has been a losing season and a struggle and a challenge, you talk the same way, Angelo. So this is no different. You're not different in 2018 than you were in 17 or 16.
Then how did I last this long? I've been doing this for 29 years.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Maybe because my voice resonates with your customers. You don't last 29 years in the city, Gabe, if you are not speaking on behalf of the people who listen to you. The only people that don't get their fans are you guys. I've been doing this a hell of a lot longer than you guys have, and I'm telling you, you have not listened to your fans yet. They didn't come out because they can't stand analytics. They think it's boring. They don't find a 3-2 count exciting the way you do, Gabe. This is one of the problems. It's one of the detachments your organization has right now with the city. And I think I'm being servicing. I'm helping you guys, trying to explain to you how your customers feel, but nobody wants to hear it.
You know what our customers want. You know what the fans of the Philadelphia Phillies want, Angelo, yeah, more than anything else, is to win baseball games.
Right.
Our job is to put our players in the best position to win baseball games. Our job is to accumulate players that can help us win baseball games. Those action steps are being taken. Those are the ones that I would expect that you would share with your fans and acknowledge are happening. On the flip side, we are not tone deaf. We understand and care for the opinions of our fans. We absolutely want to stand by their side and feel the pain of a loss right with them. Our job is to make continual improvements every single day. There has been improvements made, and we're not asking anything other, and this is directed directly at you, Angelo, is to take a view of both sides. And you, in that article, you did not take a view of both sides.
No, I'm not required to. I'm an opinion writer. I give opinions. I don't believe your side. I give the side of what I believe is right. And I believe you guys. You know what? Of all the guys, Gabe, the one I'm least annoyed with is you. Andy McPhail's never around, never talks to anybody in this city. Matt Klentak flies out to Colorado to talk to two beat reporters, and then 4 days later does his news conference. You guys don't get it. I'm positive you don't get it.
All right, let's address that directly.
All right.
It's my job to be accountable. Do I come on your show every week and
yes,
answer
you
every
do.
One of your questions?
Yes, you do. And I respect that.
Okay, so Matt and Andy are trusting me to answer the questions. Here I am. I'm not shying away from them. Never once have I said I won't answer one of your toughest questions.
All right.
In fact, I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to continue to do it. And you know what? Like your tactics, they're not exactly, well, I take a step back. I don't want to get into a back and forth with you on this.
Okay. Then let me go to the next thing, because it's kind of ironic. You I really enjoyed you being negative this morning, because you never have before. And Andy McPhail, Gabe, yesterday was talking about, I think, how he'd like to see you change a little. And here's what your boss said.
If you're just overly positive, you lose credibility with the fans after a while. You have to find a way to craft a message that is not critical your players are negative, but acknowledge that there are some areas, like the rest of us, we need to make some improvements.
So do you agree with Andy, and will you change?
Absolutely. I think there's a demonstration happening right now.
Yes,
I
it think is. That it,
yeah, and I'll tell you what. One of the adjustments I need to make is to be more responsive to stuff like that.
Okay.
So absolutely. I don't think it's negativity for the sake of negativity. I think it's just being very direct. And Andy was right, and I've gotten some of that feedback from others around the city. And I'll tell you what, when our fans speak, I listen.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, and if this is a step in that direction, I think we'll all appreciate it because it's a little bit more honest than the other way. But I respect that also. I do, Gabe. I enjoy this kind of a give and take. I have no problem doing this.
Great. Well, you can count on more of it.
Okay, great. That sounds like fun. All right, let me throw a couple of quick ones at you. Carlos Santana, I mentioned him before. Do you see him as a viable third baseman in the immediate future of the team?
Yes, Carlos played well for us at third base. He's an option. That doesn't mean he's the best option for us, but he's certainly an option.
All right, and would you prefer Reese Hoskins at first base or still out in the outfield?
Reese prefers to be at first base. In a perfect world, we allow him to play first base. As long as our players, and one of the things that I'm not going to come off my position on at all, is looking out for the best interest of our players. But if Reese has a desire to play first base, I would like that to be the outcome for him.
And what's Scott Kingery's best position, Gabe?
I think that he's a shortstop. I think he's really? Played mostly shortstop for us. Our staff and our scouts think he's a good shortstop. Second base might be a good position for him as well. He's done a lot of that at the minor league level. And, you know, by all accounts and reports, by me watching video, he's a very good second baseman as well. It's really nice for him to have the flexibility to play both. And obviously, as you know, he can run out there into center field and do a good job out there. Right now, he's a high-quality, above-average shortstop.
Wow. And do you think that all the roster moves that were made from the trade deadline on had any effect on the culture and in any way impacted the collapse at the end?
So the moves that we made late in the season or middle of the season, they may have changed our culture to some degree, but it's our responsibility, and directly it's my responsibility, to integrate new players and to do it well. As you know, go back to the offseason of last year, we established an entirely new culture, and we need to be able to bring new people into that culture and do so seamlessly. That will take more work on my part, more conversation, more effort, more determination. That is my responsibility.
Last thing, Gabe, biggest lesson you learned in your rookie season as a big league manager?
To boil it down to one lesson is pretty difficult for me, but I think I learned that managing the baseball team on the field and in the dugout is a small part of the job. The biggest portion of the job is this. It's being available. It's being accountable to the entire organization, to the city, to the fans, and to our media.
Fascinating. Gabe, I hope we can do it again next season. And I did enjoy it, and I really enjoyed the exchange today. I think it's two different sides of an issue, and I love doing it. Thank you.
Thank you, Angelo.
Thanks a lot. Gabe Kapler, manager of the Phillies.
That was outstanding.
What did you think
of
that?
That was great.
That was fun. That was interesting. That happened once before this year with Gabe, but it didn't happen for that long a period of time.
Thank you for not backing down.
Oh,
thank
no.
You.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.